With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities continue to tell residents of Lewiston, Maine to shelter in place as police search for the gunman in the mass shootings that occurred in the town last night that killed 18 people and wounded dozens. Lewiston resident April Stevens says she's listening to authorities and staying at home.
We're sheltering in place. I'm still working because I can work from home. My husband canceled his jobs today to stay home with me. We're praying for everyone.
The search continues for 40-year-old Robert Card, suspected in the shootings. He faces multiple murder charges. The White House is asking Congress for tens of billions of dollars in new emergency spending.
The $56 billion funding request would help the government respond to natural disasters, shore up funding for child care centers, and keep high-speed internet running for low-income families. Some $23 billion in the package would go to communities hit by disasters this year, such as the August wildfires in Hawaii, hurricanes in Florida, and flooding in California and Vermont.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston says this latest request is on top of the separate nearly $106 billion request for Ukraine and Israel. The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against Detroit automakers. The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the Ford company. It could bring to a close the union's series of strikes at targeted factories run by Ford, General Motors, and Jeep maker Stellantis. The Ford deal could set the pattern for agreements with the two other automakers, although no other agreements were announced today. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 251 points. This is SRN News. A new poll reveals what American teens believe about God and the Bible.
The numbers come from the Cultural Research Center, and they indicate that 69% of adolescents agree with the statement that, quote, God exists and is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect creator and ruler of the universe. However, only 35% believe that sin is real, and just 36% believe that the only solution to sin is Christ's death on the cross. The national survey also indicates that only 1 in 4 teens believe the Bible is true. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Texas county near New Mexico has banned helping people travel out of state to get an abortion. Lubbock County is now the largest of four Texas counties that have adopted a version of the measure, which would be enforced through lawsuits filed by private citizens. While Texas has passed several pro-life statutes, neighboring New Mexico is trying to establish itself as an abortion destination. This is SRN News. Israeli troops have launched a brief ground raid into Gaza ahead of an expected wider incursion. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The brief raid into northern Gaza struck several targets in order to prepare the battlefield for the expected upcoming ground incursion. It came after the UN warned it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, forcing it to sharply curtail relief efforts in the territory. The result will worsen an already devastating humanitarian situation. Gaza has been pummeled by constant Israeli airstrikes since a Hamas attack on southern Israel ignited the siege earlier this month. I'm Karen Shamas.
Media outlets continue to question the veracity of the casualties being reported by the Hamas-ruled Gaza Ministry of Health. An explosion at Al-Ali Hospital last week has called the health ministry's credibility into question. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.